USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials say hope is fading that the many people on lists of missing after Hurricane Michael will still be found alive. Officials say they are still searching the rubble of Panama City and Mexico Beach looking for possible survivors, but one official says today he thinks it's looking doubtful. So far, at least 18 people confirmed dead from the storm. President Trump says last night at a rally in Kentucky,
"Our thoughts are with our fellow citizens in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. They got hit hard."
Four men killed and another man wounded in a shooting on Saturday at a toddler's birthday party near Corpus Christi, Texas. They're still looking for two suspects for those shootings in Taft. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Police say a rally that was described as a march for law and order in Portland, Oregon, turned into chaos yesterday as right-wing activists and leftist protesters clashed in the streets, members of the group Patriot Prayer fighting with members of Antifa, a battle that involved bear spray, fists, and batons. The fight eventually broken up by riot police. No arrests were made, but police say they're still investigating. President Trump is thanking the president of Turkey after the release of U.S. Pastor Andrew Brunson, who'd been detained by Turkey for 2 years.
"And I think we'll probably now really establish a terrific relationship with Turkey. We appreciate it."
Brunson, who Turkey accused of being a spy who'd aided terrorists, also visited with President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday morning. Pope Francis canonizing seven new saints on Sunday morning, including one of his predecessors, Pope Paul VI. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on President Trump's rally in Kentucky late yesterday. He was there, actually, to support the candidacy of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. And the two of them were bragging about how many conservative judges have been confirmed to the federal court since President Trump was elected.
"Thanks to President Trump and a Republican Senate, 84 new federal judges already this Congress. That's already a record, Mr. President. Keep sending them our way, and we'll keep confirming them and change the court system forever."
Contrasting reports coming out of Afghanistan, as Afghan officials say the Taliban's attacked an army base, killing 17 Afghan soldiers and abducting 11 others, and the Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack. It comes just a day after Taliban officials said they met on Friday with U.S. diplomats to talk about ending the 17-year-old war. And the Mega Millions jackpot is now poised to break records with no winner on Friday. Lottery officials say they expect the Tuesday jackpot to grow to about $654 million. That would be the fourth highest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. The record for Mega Millions was $656 million in 2012. No one's won this latest jackpot since the July 24th drawing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.